Hallo, ich bin Tobi vom 96-Podcast Vorwärts nach weit. Am 23. Februar sind Bundestagswahlen. Das Wahlrecht ist ein hohes Gut in unserer Demokratie. Dadurch können wir direkt Einfluss nehmen auf die Politik in unserem Land. Außerdem garantiert uns unsere Demokratie Grundrechte wie die Meinungsfreiheit, die Pressefreiheit. Sie sorgt dafür, dass wir demonstrieren dürfen. Sie steht für Gleichheit und Rechtsstaatlichkeit. All das geht es zu bewahren und zu beschützen. Deshalb, gib der Demokratie deine Stimme. Geh wählen.
Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Hi, welcome to Bookie. Today we will unlock the book The Dance of Anger, A Woman's Guide to Changing the Patterns of Intimate Relationships. Speaking of anger, how is your state of mind? Do you experience anxiety, irritability, pain, or the inability to communicate? Anger tells us that because of forces we can't control, we're not in control of our lives, that we've screwed everything up. It tells us that because we feel powerless, violated, misunderstood, and oppressed, we are helpless. We are no longer in control of ourselves, and we cannot remain independent. Therefore, we become alarmed when we feel angry, and see anger as an unstoppable force. But this is not true. How many times has anger dominated your communication in intimate relationships? How do you free yourself from anger? How can we recognize and solve problems when we are angry, face up to emotions, and clarify our own needs? The Dance of Anger is a book that explores the power behind anger and teaches us how to dance with it. Dr. Harriet Lerner, a respected psychologist in the United States, has more than 30 years of experience in psychotherapy and family therapy. She has helped millions of women get rid of anxiety and anger, find happiness in life, and rebuild themselves. Her interest in women's mental health has led her to devote herself to psychological research on women's psychology and family therapy. She is the author of best-selling psychology books, such as Fear and Other Uninvited Guests, The Dance of Connection, The Dance of Intimacy, The Dance of Deception, and The Mother Dance. One of our other bookies covers her work, Why Won't You Apologize? Her classic book The Dance of Anger has been a bestseller in the US for more than 30 years, helping millions of readers learn how to understand anger and channel it into a driving force of self-renewal. In the book, Lerner argues that anger is a signal, and one worth listening to. She tells us that anger is a signal that we are being hurt, that our needs are not being understood or met, that our lives are spiraling out of control, that we are constantly giving into a relationship, and that we are losing ourselves. Therefore, we should recognize our emotions, express our anger properly, use the power of our emotions to reflect and grow, solve problems, and improve our relationships. In her book, Lerner presents many stories about anger drawn from her extensive case studies. She will show you the role of anger in various relationships in the anger dance floor, and through these stories you will begin to truly understand the power behind anger. Next, we will unlock this book in three parts. Part 1, Understand Anger. Part 2, Anger in Different Scenarios. Part 3, Change the Way You Deal with Anger. Part 1, Understand Anger. What is anger? Is it an uncontrollable roar, the silent treatment, or a violent fight? We have a lot of misconceptions about anger in our lives. We think it's sloppy, irrational, lacking in self-control, and demonstrates low emotional intelligence. We are so afraid of these evil names that when anger strikes, we see it as a monster. Expressing anger is even viewed differently depending on whether it is expressed by men or women. Men who express anger are considered vigorous, while women expressing anger carries the stigma of being shrews, bitches, unladylike, and castrators. While we also give women compliments, we create numerous barriers to their emotional expression. For all the anger and emotion that women freely express, we often fail to listen to their appeals objectively. So anger becomes a tool for denying women's emotional expression. One case in the book expresses this exact circumstance. a young female doctor presented an essay on abused women at a professional conference and gave a deeply engaging speech. However, upon her departure, a prominent psychiatrist called the doctor an angry woman. Why would anyone come to that conclusion? Could the forceful tone of the female doctor's voice in this speech have caused people to immediately discount what she was saying? Because anger is a threat to others, it requires the object of the anger to take action to either diffuse or counter the situation. Anger is a sign that both parties aren't on track, and this unpredictable change is now the inevitable result. But is anger justified if it causes trouble for others? Is anger ever an appropriate reaction? This is a false premise, as Lerner tells us in her book. Anger is just a feeling, a psychological response of our own protective mechanisms. Like thirst, hunger, and weariness, its existence embodies objective psychological or physiological factors. It's our natural right to feel emotions, including anger. Anger is a signal, Lerner tells us. It's an emotion that tells us we're helpless, out of control, violated, and misunderstood. Our lives overwhelm us, we are moving in a direction that we want to resist, or we are finding ourselves in a power imbalance. After silently enduring the interference of others, we erupt in an emotion called anger. So anger is necessary, but it's something we often have a hard time controlling. So re-recognizing anger and being able to express it effectively is the first lesson we need to learn. According to the book, most women manage their anger in two ways. First, there is the lady approach of sacrificing and avoiding conflict by compromising themselves. The other is the shrew model where one acts irritably and blames others. Obviously, neither of these two extremes can adequately deal with the feelings of anger. In fact, we have never been taught how to use anger to define ourselves and strengthen our relationships. We are often asked to resist anger, deny it, or be hostile to it. However, it breaks through its hard outer shell and reveals its charm only when we begin to look at it, understand it, and use it to help us grow. Many stories display the wrong way to deal with anger. The night before Lerner's workshop on anger, for example, she got a phone call from Barbara, who said she was cancelling her appointment in a tone filled with resentment and distress. She just had a quarrel with her husband, who believed that Lerner was a radical feminist and would not allow her to attend. The argument ended with Barbara succumbing to her husband's demands, cancelling the appointment, and sacrificing her desires. She had no power to pursue her own demands and no control over her own life. There are many examples of this in human relationships. A relationship often exists with two people on unequal terms. In a marriage, the underfunctioning and overfunctioning mode is very common. When one member of the couple, either the man or woman, expresses weakness, obedience, and self-sacrifices, the other demonstrates a strong attitude, becomes the head opinion in the family, and dominates the basic rules of this relationship. Barbara embodies the underfunctioning side of the marital model. She maintains the relationship and the basic rules laid down by her husband in a submissive way. From this perspective, Barbara did not change her situation out of anger. On the contrary, she subconsciously maintained a compromised posture to protect their relationship. So the constant control from her husband was merely the spark for Barbara's anger. Without realizing it, the source of her anger was actually that she was trapped in the same old pattern. So how could Barbara get out of this mess? Lerner tells us to break old moves, establish new moves, and deal with countermoves. First, break old moves. To analyze Barbara's case as an argument about whether the workshop was good or bad is actually meaningless. What they really need to talk about is whether Barbara has the right to do what she wants. Untangling the real motivation behind incidents of anger is the first step to thinking about your situation in this relationship. Identifying your needs is the first condition for breaking your old moves. Second, establish new moves. Suppose Barbara has firmly defined her needs and emphasized the need to make her own decisions. In that case, she is now daring to break out of old moves and is beginning to establish new moves through self-expression. The scale of their relationship will begin to balance. More importantly, The significance of Barbara's new moves goes far beyond the disagreement over whether or not to attend the workshop. But she should be aware that making a new move will be threatening and unsettle her husband, who controls not only the basic rules in their relationship, but Barbara as well. Third, deal with countermoves. The book states that Murray Bowen, the founder of Bowen's family system theory, emphasized that there is always a strong counterweight to the more independent members in all families. So Barbara also has to deal with the antagonistic behavior that comes from her relationship. Threatening exhortations are often presented in the form of "if you don't do something, something bad will happen." In her book, Lerner suggests that we should not try to change others' minds or prevent countermoves from happening in this step. Instead, you should continue to assert and clarify your position and refuse to return to the old pattern of combative behavior. In doing so, you can regain a clear and independent sense of self and experience the happiness that comes from the balance of intimacy and independence. So that's part one. In Lerner's analysis of anger, we understand that anger is a neutral expression of emotion. It means your life is out of control and your needs are not being met. Faced with the emergence of this emotion, we should not focus on the surface cause of anger but should look for the deeper cause. We should bravely break the ineffective old moves that involve quarrels, re-establish new communication moves, clarify ourselves, bravely move forward, establish psychological construction to deal with countermoves in the long term, and maintain the newly established communication order to achieve the effect of change. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Hallo, ich bin Christiane Beer, Führungskräftecoachin und Organisationsberaterin. Alle zwei Wochen habe ich in meinem Podcast Führungsgefühle Führungsmenschen zu Gast. Getreu dem Motto, Führungskräfte sind auch nur Menschen, spreche ich dabei mit meinen Gästinnen über deren Führungsarbeit und wie es ihnen im Arbeitsalltag damit geht.
Ist dann immer auch gepaart mit persönlichen Verletzungen.
Wir sprechen dann über ihr ganz persönliches Glück und Leid, Frust, Stolz, Sehnsüchte, Leidenschaften als Führungskraft, von Führungsgefühlen eben. Und wir sprechen darüber, wie sie damit umgehen.
Das ist tatsächlich etwas, was mich vom Bild her die Wellen surfen lässt.
Führungsgefühle, der Führungspodcast mit dem Blick auf ganze Menschen. Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.
Ich bin Christiane vom Podcast Führungsgefühle. Führungskräfte sind auch nur Menschen. Demokratie ist für mich die Staatsform, in der wir als ganze Menschen gefragt sind. In unserer Würde, Freiheit und Verantwortung mit Herz und Verstand. Demokratie gibt uns die Möglichkeit, unser Leben, unser Zusammenleben mitzugestalten. Im Interesse des Gemeinwohls, im Interesse von uns allen, die wir hier zusammenleben. Das ist zugegeben manchmal mühsam, wie wir dieser Tage sehen, aber ich finde, es lohnt sich. Denn Demokratie fußt auch auf dem Vertrauen, dass uns das gelingt. Zum Beispiel, weil wir uns immer wieder bewusst machen, dass wir alle auch nur Menschen sind. Lasst uns dem gerecht werden. Gib der Demokratie deine Stimme. Geh wählen.